Hey everybody, it's Chase Floyd, crop protection specialist here in the Boot Hill, Missouri. Today is June the 8th, and I just wanted to go over a few things that I've been seeing in the field this week, or the past couple weeks, what I've been getting phone calls on. So, obviously, having a lot of calls on thrips. Good news is the populations aren't too terribly heavy, but we are seeing some damage where we are going to have to make an application there. Cotton's really moving slow with how overcast it's been. Last week was a really nice sunny week. Just didn't seem like it was enough. But with all that rain and overcast, we hadn't seen a lot of like thrips movement, but we have seen injury on the plants, especially when they're stuck and they're really not developing as fast as they could be with optimal temperature and sunlight. So in situations like that, typically our spinetoram active ingredient, what we get in Intrepid Edge, typically works pretty well. We see anywhere from about 3 to 4 days residual with that, all depending on the environmental factors there. Spinetoram seemed to be the only product, especially looking at my foliar thrips trials this year, that is still providing 100% control. That being said, there have been some situations in the Boot Hill where we've gotten mites and thrips early, and the thrips mites and thrips early, and the mites do warn some acaricide with them. Typically, I'm recommending like the lowest recommended dose of Agridec when we go with our first post-emergence application. We typically clean that. Clean those mites up. Another option is when we do have thrips and mites in the field, something to consider is the product that came out this year, Vertento or Isocycloserum. It could be a potential good option to get two birds with one stone. I will say this, that product may be better to use later in the year as we get into plant bug management. But if we're looking to kill multiple species, it may be worth looking at what your price point is for Vertento versus what it is for like an Intrepid Edge plus Agrimec or something like that. So as this cotton slowly getting to that fourth and fifth leaf where we can quit worrying about thrips, we do need to stay on top of it. Some other calls that I've been getting early, bill bugs and rice. You know, this initial damage that we're seeing on the top ends in the drier sections, especially before these rains, from bill bug feeding. I will say this is, you know, your best bet is not a over the top application. It's better to be proactive with those, with that pest. So saying that, if you are seeing quite a bit of, stink bug injury or bill bug injury, you may want to, you know, make sure that whether you're a consultant or if you're a grower, go out there and see how bad that damage really looks once it heads. And then from there, knowing if you're going to go again with row rice the next year, possibly looking at Fertensa seed treatment or Dermacord seed treatment for those. Those diamide seed treatments seem to perform pretty well. They can cut your injury typically in half when we see them applied on a large-scale scenario there. So that's been one. I actually had quite a bit of blister beetles in rice. Once they eat all the horse nettle or whatever host that they're feeding on in the field, they've been moving into the rice and skeletizing it pretty quickly. Good thing for that is Lambda cyhalothrin typically kind of knocks them back pretty easily. And another positive thing is they're not uniformly distributed across the field. Typically, they're going to be in hot spots, so we can treat sections of the field without having to treat the whole thing to get those blister beetles under control. trying to think all the other phone calls. I've gotten several phone calls. Things to be looking at in beans. Saltmarsh caterpillars are moving pretty early. I know we've had a pretty hard cutworm year early in the corn and the beans, but it seems like in the most southern portions of the boot heel, we are starting to see these saltmarsh caterpillars that have been kind of moving through northeast Arkansas. I'd heard about them a few weeks ago in Luxora and a couple spots south. They're starting to move up a little bit more, especially as there's more foliage as this as these beans continue to develop. So, like I've kind of said at the end of last year, you know, the winter does kind of predict a lot of things for us. But I can tell you this year, with that's how hot it is, or how hot it was early, we're seeing a lot of insect populations start building earlier in the year than we normally do. We've dealt with a lot of issues this year from having to cut costs on some insecticide seed treatments with sea corn maggot, as well as wireworms and things like that, that typically our neonic seed treatments get under control. A lot of replant decisions in that scenario too. Though it has been a relatively okay thrips year, I wouldn't call it a crazy thrips year. The numbers that we do have are causing damage because, once again, our just like the past couple springs, we've had some environmental factors that really slowed down our cotton. So, just looking forward to getting to this fourth and fifth leaf and being done, and then we can start running some sweeps through this squaring cotton and get ready for some plant bug management. And I'll try to get back on here in maybe a week or so and give you an update on where we are with that and start thinking of some game plans ahead moving into squaring. So that's all I have for today. I appreciate everyone who listens and who supports my program. We are trying really hard to make sure that y'all feel represented by the University of Missouri, in particular in terms of entomology and plant path. So, as always, my phone number is 901-493-2377. Feel free to holler at me anytime with any questions you may have. And we will get we'll get you some ideas or some possible scenarios figured out on how to move forward in terms of pest management. So once again, thanks for listening and talk to y'all soon.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Agrimec SC is a restricted use pesticide.